Prisos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hay, 6-5. In the previous Mishnah, we had contrasted the obligation to bring a obligatory Chatas or Asham, even though Yom Kippur has passed, because although Yom Kippur does atone for sin, it doesn't cleanse one of his obligations if the Bezin says he has to bring a Chatas or the like. And we said, in contrast, if it comes to an Asham Talui, that's really being brought out of a Safek, maybe a person sinned, and it staves off the consequences of sin. But once Yom Kippur is passed, since his sin is unknown to him, so he's cleansed of his sin, therefore no need to bring a Asham Talui anymore. Our mission here is going to say, what about a case where you have a Chatas obligation, but the Chatas obligation is a Safek, and you can bring a Safek Chatas. Now, there is that one case, which is, you'll recall, it's the Chatas Sa'of, the bird sin offering, which is brought in a few instances, but let's just focus on the simplest case, which is a woman who had a miscarriage, and we don't know the status of this miscarriage. Did it have the status of a vlad and obligate her to bring a bird at the end of that process, chatas of, or did it not have the status of a vlad, in which case you wouldn't need to bring the chatas of? And we said you could bring a chatas of out of Suffolk because conveniently it works out that you don't do shechita on the bird, so there's no shechitas chulin ba'azara. The carcass of the bird doesn't go on the mizbeach, so you have no problem putting chulin on the mizbeach, it's eaten. And just you can't eat it because it didn't have shechita de malika, and malika, meaning with the back of the neck with a fingernail, if the bird wasn't in fact consecrated, so then it wouldn't need it would need shechita to be kosher, so it could be not kosher, so you just can't eat it. Okay, now, one other thing we said is that when it comes to the consecration of a chatas, if you consecrate in error, meaning you were on false pretenses, you thought you needed to bring a chatas, but it turns out you didn't. So then we said that the consecration was actually made under false pretenses and isn't binding, and the animal is not consecrated at all. Okay, that's all the backstory. So the mission inside here, Ha'isha she'yesh le chatas of safek, a woman who has a scenario where she has to bring a bird chatas, which is bringing it out of doubt, meaning maybe she had the miscarriage, and maybe she that had a status of a vlad, and maybe she didn't. We don't know. She'avar le'a Yom Kippurim, once Yom Kippur has passed, still, chayevas lahavi la'achar Yom Kippurim, she must still bring the chatas of. Why? Because it's not coming to atone for her sin. Even though it's called a chatas, it's not coming to atone for sin. It says the Mishnah, mibnei she'machsharta le'achol b'zvachim. It has a different purpose. It's got the purpose of tahara. She's a mechusar or mechusaret kippurim until she brings her chatas off. So until then, she can't go to the base of Mikdash. She can't eat kachim. So meaning this woman, until she brings this bird out of Suffolk, we wouldn't let her, like say, eat the korban Pesach. So she must bring the bird out of Suffolk so she could eat the korban Pesach. That's the point of our Mishnah here. That's straightforward enough. Even according to Rabbi Shimon, who is the famous Tana that Rashi quotes in the Chumash, that's in there in Nida, the Flamar Aleph, that says that she's bringing a sin offering. What sin did she do as a Yoledes, as a woman who gave birth? She swore off her husband because of the pain she was suffering. Even he agrees that this point still stands. And in fact, he holds, says like Gemara, that the suffering she endures from the childbirth itself would atone for it anyways. But the point is, since the function of this chatas is not to atone for sin, but rather to be mechaper, and be mitahara, a person should say, to purify her, give her ritual purity status, tahara. So she must bring it anyways. That's the first part. Now, the second part of the mission is, what happens if chatas of shahabal asafek, she brought this bird to the base of Mikdash because she thought maybe she does and maybe she doesn't need to bring it. She doesn't know the status of her miscarriage. So we said, if it turned out that she didn't need to bring it, it would be consecrated in error and it would be chulin. So if, for argument's sake, she sets aside the bird and then before she ever goes to the base of Mikdash, they say, oh no, we found out what the suffix was and this was not a vlad and you do not need to bring a chatas of, then her setting aside the bird, the designation would be having done in being done in error, and therefore it wouldn't be consecrated, and she could then, you know, take the bird and use it to whatever, feed it to her cat or whatever she's going to do with the bird. But what happens if chatasov shava ala safek, she brought it to the Beis Hamikdash on this possibility that maybe what she did have was of vlad status, and therefore she has to bring the chatas ha'ov. Now, im mishen nimlaka nodala, if it's too late, and they've already killed the bird through malika, fingernail to the back of the neck, and now the bird is dead, so now what? Says the Mishnah, Hare zu tikaver. It should be buried. Now, following the logic of what we said, if we said that really it turns out in retrospect that she consecrated it in error because she really didn't need to bring achatas of, in which case we said it would be chulin. So therefore, the truth is that the bird is now dead and it didn't have a proper shechita, so it's a nevela, so she can't eat the bird, but it shouldn't be asr b'hana, it should be her bird to take home and feed to her cat still. Okay? However, the Mishnah says it has to be buried. The reason why here is a din d'rabbanan, because we're afraid people will get the wrong idea if they see, you know, these sacrificial birds that already got slaughtered, and then you take them home, whatever it is. People misunderstand the halachas about the pasul korban, and therefore the rule is it has to be buried so that no one gets enough from it and they don't misunderstand the halachas, and that is just a din d'rabbanan.